Good morning. It's Friday, October 3rd, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The U.S. government shutdown has entered its third day, with no breakthrough in sight. President Donald Trump said he and his budget director are reviewing which Democrat agencies to cut, calling it an opportunity to clear out dead wood. Democrats insist funding must include healthcare subsidies, while Republicans want a clean bill. About 750,000 federal workers face unpaid leave, with museums closed but some landmarks like the Statue of Liberty still open. Polling shows blame largely split along party lines, with independents pointing to both parties. Lawmakers will try again Friday to pass a deal, but neither side appears willing to budge. Another news, Apple has pulled a controversial app that tracked the movements of U.S. immigration officers. ICE Block, downloaded more than a million times, allowed users to share sightings of federal agents. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi called the app a danger to law enforcement, linking it to a deadly attack in Dallas last month. Apple said it acted after being alerted to safety risks by officials. But the app's creator, Joshua Aaron, said it was no different from sharing traffic alerts and accused Apple of capitulating to an authoritarian regime. The removal highlights tensions between free speech, digital privacy, and public safety. Around the world, in the Eastern Mediterranean, Israel has intercepted a flotilla carrying aid to Gaza, detaining hundreds of activists, including climate campaigner Greta Thunberg. Israel said the boats violated a lawful naval blockade, but organizers called the action illegal, as some vessels were stopped in international waters. Colombia expelled Israeli diplomats in protest, while Amnesty International urged an end to what it called an unlawful blockade. Israel released footage showing Thunberg being treated by soldiers, saying detainees are safe and healthy. With more boats reportedly preparing to set sail, the incident adds new strain to international relations over Gaza's humanitarian crisis. Another news, Beijing has delivered a sharp warning to Washington. China's top diplomat in Hong Kong, Cui Jianchun, rebuked newly arrived U.S. Consul General Julie Ade, telling her not to meet with opposition figures or interfere in security cases. Ade, who took her post in late August, drew criticism from pro-Beijing factions after veteran politicians Anson Chan and Emily Lau attended a recent U.S. consulate event. China's foreign ministry laid out four don'ts, including avoiding contact with what it calls anti-China forces. The exchange underscores how fragile U.S.-China ties remain, especially over Hong Kong's political freedoms and national security law. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.